This is today's Midwest Digest. Hello, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong, reporting today from Des Moines, Iowa, with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Our Wednesday edition of the Midwest Digest is being brought to you by the 2018 Farm Progress Show. I'll have today's stories coming right up. Oh, yes, I know, it's only the 6th of June. But before you know it, it'll be the 28th of August. The crops will be maturing, and at the Farm Progress Show site at Boone, Iowa, the corn will have already matured. That's if the weather is normal, because they put in a 78 to 80 day maturity corn variety there, just so it could be combined that last week of August for the big Farm Progress Show. The combine should be moving through the field for those demonstrations. They'll have tillage demonstrations, stover baling demonstrations, too. That's just a part of the excitement that'll be going on at the Farm Progress Show. I'm telling you this already, because invariably each year someone says, "Oh, Max, I missed it. It got past me. I forgot about it." Well, get those dates on your calendar, on your smartphone, or the calendar on the wall. August 28th, 29th, and 30th at Boone, Iowa. You can keep apprised of what's going on at the show site at farmprogressshow.com. The Wisconsin Humane Society says, yes, they sure could use some help in that Green Bay area. Help from people wanting to adopt cats, a bunch of cats. At a home in Oconto County, Wisconsin, 60 cats were removed last week, many needing some medical treatment. From This Week in Agribusiness, farmer attitudes seem to be going through an ebb and flow with the latest trade news. That's what the Purdue University CME Group Ag Economy Barometer showed from the most recent update out yesterday. That gauge of producer sentiment for May, resulting from a survey of 400 farmers, showed the farmers' outlook for the future jumping by the most in 1 month's time since January of last year, when Donald Trump was sworn in. A Purdue expert who does the monthly farm barometer said the relaxation of trade tensions with China in recent weeks likely helped boost the index. Oh, and in this most recent survey, farmers were asked for their views about crop insurance. What would happen if the federal crop insurance premiums jumped by 50%? About a fourth of the producers surveyed said they would not buy crop insurance next year. Also from This Week in Agribusiness, Minnesota Congressman Colin Peterson says he certainly will run for his 15th term in Congress. The Democrat says he wants to see a new farm bill passed, and he thinks it's very likely that won't happen until after the current one expires, that the farm bill will need to be extended. Oh, speaking of Minnesota, did you hear that story about the 43-pound muskie that was pulled from a lake this past weekend? 23-year-old Connor Lingwall from the Twin Cities area brought in that 5.5-foot-long catch. Connor's dad said the battle to land that muskie lasted nearly a half hour. He said Connor's arms were burning and sore from the fight to bring in that big fish. But he said his boy certainly was excited and very happy. By the way, in case you're wondering, this was not a record for a Minnesota muskie. That was 2 years ago, when a nearly 57-inch muskie was brought in. 57 inches. That's today's Midwest Digest. I'm Max Armstrong. Have a good day.